I find that the final step in an impenetrable morning routine is to plan out the day. Using a clock or stopwatch, I set the alarm for 5 to 10 minutes, and I write out my schedule and task list for the day. By writing these down or inputting them into your digital organizer, you mentally walk through and plan the rest of your day, building out your expectations and goals. Because remember, failing to plan is planning to fail. Welcome to the Passion Struck podcast. My name is John Miles, a former combat veteran and multi-industry CEO turned entrepreneur and human performance expert. Each week, we showcase an inspirational person and message that helps you unlock your hidden potential and unleash your creativity and leadership abilities. Thank you for spending time with me today, and let's get igniting. Welcome to this episode of Momentum Friday. Sean Covey, the president of Franklin Covey Education, said, "Depending on what they are, our habits make us or break us. We become what we repeatedly do." And isn't that so truthful? We are what we do. We are what we spend our time thinking about, acting upon. We are we hang out with. And I have been spending so much of this first 15, 16 podcasts going through habits and the importance of you forming ones that focus on where you want to go to unlock your hidden potential and live that passion-driven life that you so aspire to achieve. But so often, we let negative activities, habits, people enter our life and deter us from our goals. And that's why today I want to talk to you about one of the most important habits of all, and that is you creating an impenetrable morning routine. And I found having this habit of having this impenetrable morning routine so important throughout my life and my career. And I'm going to give you my 5 secrets that I've used time and time again to do it so that you can start putting positive habits in your own life. I hope you get so much from this episode, and I am so excited to share this with you. No matter your job or position, one of the most important roles you have, especially if you're listening to this podcast right now, is a leader. As someone responsible for driving vision and guiding a team, operating at your best is absolutely essential. We don't often think about the importance of our daily routines. When we start our day, the choices we make, when we plan our goals, when we set our schedule, they all establish our daily intentions. And what happens is these choices get compounded. Ultimately, our success, how we perform and the outcomes we get are a measure of our daily habits. In fact, neuroscientists have traced our habit-making behaviors to a part of the brain called the basal ganglia, which also plays a key role in the development of emotions, memories, and pattern recognition. Decisions, meanwhile, are made in a different part of the brain called the prefrontal cortex. But as soon as behavior becomes automatic, the decision-making part of your brain goes into sleep mode of sorts. Let's think about something you did that took you a really long time to learn, like the first time you were able to ride a bike, or perhaps trying to tie your shoes for the first time. At first, those tasks are difficult, and you had to devote a lot of mental energy to it. But after you grew comfortable with them, they became much easier, almost habitual, you could say. Things like parallel parking, gambling, exercising, brushing your teeth, and every other habit-forming activity all follow the same behavioral and neurological patterns, according to New York Times business writer Charles DeHoog in his book, The Power of Habit. And let me talk about how habits form. It turns out that every habit starts with a psychological pattern called habit loop, which is a 3-part process. First, there's a cue or trigger that tells your brain to go into automatic mode and let a behavior unfold. Then there's a routine, which is the behavior itself. That's what we think about when we think about habits. The third step is the reward, something that your brain likes that helps it remember the habit loop in the future. With this as a backdrop, let me talk to you about your morning routine, but I'm going to do so in the form of a small story. As a Stoic philosopher and king, Roman Emperor Marcus Aurelius is known historically for his incredible leadership and wisdom. And as I went over his story, for Marcus Aurelius, one primary key to leadership was waking up ready and fit to lead. It was one of the most important things that he focused on. And that emperor would surely know a thing or two about the importance of a morning. As the king of, at that point, history's largest empire, Marcus's day would have been filled with conflicts to mediate, treaties to sign, crises to manage, and wars to fight. How on earth did he find the energy and fortitude to lead an empire while still keeping his sanity? Well, he understood the priority of a morning routine. While you may not be a Roman emperor like Marcus Aurelius, you are the king of your inner kingdom, as well as the ambassador of the world around you. Each day greets you with a plethora of emails to answer, problems to solve, and world events to navigate. However, few individuals allow themselves to prepare for these events and instead are forced to react out of a lack of time, preparation, or focus. I often talk about this as they prioritize urgency over what is important. Imagine what you could accomplish if you had a few hours each day set apart for investment in yourself. Let's take a look at five steps then to building this perfect, impenetrable morning routine. Well, the first of them, and I would say probably the hardest, is to actually give yourself the gift of a morning. To have a morning routine at all, you must have a morning. While countless gurus and coaches argue for a daily 4 a.m. or so wake-up call, starting out with too audacious a goal can be deadly for your goals and aspirations. To give yourself the chance to experience all that a powerful morning routine can offer, make sure that you set your alarm for a time early enough to provide you with the time it takes to take the next steps in the list. An easy way to start is by looking at your schedule and setting your alarm to wake up 1 to 2 hours earlier. For example, I wake up every day at 6 a.m. and I make my bed. It's something that I've been doing my entire life, growing up in a military household and then serving in the military. I find that it's critical to get up that early because it allows me the time to perform those activities I need to do to charge myself for the day, prepare myself to perform the best that I can, and to activate my body. Are you ready to overcome your fears and start committing yourself to mastery and growth in your life and career? If you are, we're ready to help you. Go to passionstruck.com/coaching right now, and you'll be able to download the PassionStruck framework and connect with a member of our coaching team. The next thing on the list is to drink a glass of water. And while you may be saying to yourself, why, when I first opened my eyes, would I drink a full glass of water? Well, you may be tempted to guzzle down a glass of coffee to get yourself moving. Water can actually do wonders for your mind and body when you drink it first thing in the morning. I love to start my day with a full glass of water and a digestive enzyme added in that it helps kickstart my body's systems and prepares me for the morning ahead. Among benefits such as boosting nutrient transportation in your blood and lubricating your organs, water can also jumpstart your metabolism and clear out the fog that accompanies those moments right after we wake up. Simply set out a glass of water the night before, either by your nightstand or in your bathroom. A splash of water and the action of drinking will not only help you wake up, but it will help you knock off a healthy to-do list item first thing. Third, sweat it out. There are many out there who swear by that early morning run. However, I've discovered that simply getting out of bed, drinking a glass of water, and doing 20 push-ups or pull-ups does wonders to supercharge my system. Studies have shown that short bursts of cardio can help produce dopamine in our system, which is perfect for helping boost our mood and clarifying the final two steps of our morning routine. My morning routine finds me lacing up my shoes at about 6:30 a.m. for a 3-mile walk with my dog, Bentley. And I find that this walk is one of the most critical parts of my day because, for me, it gives me time to listen to my favorite podcast, spend some time with myself in mindfulness, and prepare my mind for the rest of the day. My mornings in the early quiet has become one of my most sacred times of the day, and I use it to contemplate my daily goals. Fourth, read something inspirational and write out gratitude. This may be two steps in one, but they accomplish the same purpose. Every morning, I carve out 10 to 15 minutes for reading a short excerpt from a devotional, a book of wisdom. This may be two steps in one, but they accomplish the same purpose. Every morning, I carve out 10 to 15 minutes for reading a short excerpt from a devotional, a book of wisdom, or my favorite self-help book. This gives me a small bit of inspiration and confidence. I follow this up with writing down several objectives for the day. And this is something I talk about in a previous episode of the Momentum Friday, is that need to come up with that daily task list that you're going to do to accomplish your day and meet your priorities. These actions help produce positive reinforcement in my mind and body, helping me build this routine into an actionable habit that I will stick with. Why? Because my body, mind, and spirit enjoy these moments of self-care and gratitude. Imagine starting your day with joy and intentionality. Fifth, plan your day and top it off with your favorite activity. I find that the final step in an impenetrable morning routine is to plan out the day. Using a clock or stopwatch, I set the alarm for 5 to 10 minutes, and I write out my schedule and task list for the day. By writing these down or inputting them into your digital organizer, you mentally walk through and plan the rest of your day, building out your expectations and goals. Because remember, failing to plan is planning to fail. I will often sit down and scan through my email or latest notifications and make a list of objectives for the day based on my latest task list or information from my virtual assistant. With these items on my daily agility board, I end my morning routine with one of my favorite activities, exercise. I often hit the gym, go to a spin class, or practice yoga, and I try to do this every single day with the exception of Sundays when I go on and prefer long hikes. Finishing your list off with a favorite activity or hobby is a great way to cement the process into a habit, and one that ends with something fun that you love. Remember, as you're going through all this, the most important thing is not striving for perfection, but bringing these practices together by taking small steps each day to build consistent and customized habits. I have given you a lot of wisdom today, starting with information from neurologist, a famous author who wrote a book on this topic, to the acts of a famous Roman emperor, to what I do in my own life. The most important thing is creating your own routine and making sure you start in small steps and then get into the habit of creating an impenetrable morning routine for yourself. Thank you for listening, and please join me again on Tuesday and Fridays. I hope you enjoyed that episode of the impenetrable morning routine and were able to take away things not only about some Roman culture and how Marcus Aurelius used that morning routine as he was a leader, but you also gained valuable insights from my simple 5 secrets to unlocking an impenetrable morning routine. But I think the most important one is giving yourself the gift of that morning to start out with, because without that, there is no habit to begin with. Now, let me transition to our upcoming episodes because I am so excited about these two. The first is an interview with Major Katie Higgins Cook. Katie is a Naval Academy graduate who went on to become a pilot and then was chosen as the first female Blue Angels pilot. And I've known Katie for a few years now, and you're not going to want to miss this episode. She has so much that she wants to share with you, and I think you're going to truly love it. And then in my next solo episode, a week from today, I'm going to go over what I think are the essential steps to unlock a purpose-driven life and how you find your purpose. Thank you, as always, for listening or watching to the Passion Struck podcast. I'm so excited you're here and are finding value from these important interviews and lessons. I am so grateful for all of you and appreciate your time and support and commitment to this show. Thank you so much for joining us. The purpose of our show is to make passion go viral by sharing the knowledge and insights you can use to unlock your hidden potential. To hear more, please subscribe to the show in iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love this episode, we'd appreciate a 5-star rating on iTunes, or if you'd simply tell 3 of your most driven and motivated friends about the show and post to your social accounts, that would help us grow our Passion Struck community too. If you want more tools to unlock your potential, please make sure to also visit our website, passionstruck.com, to sign up to our email list, as well as check out all the links and resources in the show notes. Be sure to tune in on Tuesdays and Fridays for our next episodes. And remember, make a choice, work hard, and step into your sharp edges. Thanks again, and I'll see you next time.